All right, everybody, welcome back. We're diving into some pretty interesting stuff today, folks.
Yeah, should be pretty fascinating.
So we're looking at
AI.
Yeah, AI and marketing. Specifically, we've got this press release about Lucky.
Yeah, independent marketing agency. Interesting one.
They did something pretty, I think, groundbreaking. They appointed a
chief AI officer.
Yeah, CAIO. I mean, this is one of the first agencies I've seen do this.
It's a statement for sure.
So that's kind of what we're going to be looking at today. It's like, what does this mean for, you know, marketing as a whole? Like, what is this signal to the industry, and what does it mean for, you know, all you marketing professionals out there listening?
Yeah, absolutely.
So to kind of just get right into it, the press release lays out a couple things pretty clearly. They appointed Mark Unrein as the CAIO. This is a brand new role at Lucky.
Right.
And his role is basically to lead Lucky's entire AI strategy. So, I mean, he's
at the helm.
He's at the helm, yeah.
Yeah.
And they're aiming to transform client businesses and really accelerate their growth through AI.
Yeah.
And like I said before, this is one of the first, you know, independent marketing agencies to create this position.
Yeah. And I think what's really interesting about this is that it shows, you know, AI isn't just some kind of a passing fad for them.
Right.
They are really positioning themselves to be like, hey, we're going to be a leader in this space. We see the power of AI.
They're not just dipping their toes. They're diving right in, you know?
Exactly.
And I think that that's a really powerful statement to the industry, that AI is, you know, it's not just something to like play around with. It's something that's going to, you know, it's a core competency.
Stale stakes now.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think, you know, we've seen this trend for a while, but this is like really solidifying
that it's real. Yeah.
Here to stay. So I thought this quote from Lucky's CEO, John Gardner, was really interesting. He said, "It's hard to overestimate the transformative potential of generative AI and the speed at which it's affecting the market."
Yeah, and I think that's a key point there, right? The speed. We always talk about how fast technology is changing. And I think that's even more true when it comes to AI, especially with, like he was saying, generative AI, the stuff that can write and create.
And I think for a lot of people in the marketing world, you know, this is
very new.
It's very new and it's very scary.
It is.
And I think a lot of people are kind of like, oh, like, what does this mean for my job?
Exactly. Yeah, the robots are coming. But I don't think it's about that.
Right.
I think that's where this press release and this appointment is so interesting, is because it's not saying like, get rid of all your marketing people, bring in the robots.
Right.
Yeah. It's about how do we use this new technology to really enhance
what we're already doing.
Exactly. Make us better.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think, you know, that leads us to this next point about Unrein. So he, you know, he's been with Lucky since 2015. He's been senior VP of operations since 2022.
So he knows the business.
He knows the business. And then also before this, he had, you know, like 20 years of experience in digital marketing.
Wow. That's a long time.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's worked at places like Goodyear, Engage, and Moxie. Like, he's
seen it all.
Seen it all, yeah.
That's great.
And I think that what's so interesting about this is that he has this combination of, like, understanding the marketing world.
And the technology.
And the technology. And then on top of that, he publishes a weekly AI newsletter for marketers.
So he's in it.
He's really in it.
He's at the cutting edge.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think that, you know, that's a really smart move on Lucky's part to put somebody like that in charge of this new initiative.
Absolutely. And I think that speaks to, you know, again, this idea of like,
this isn't a game for them.
This isn't a game. They're not just like, oh, let's just, you know, slap some AI on something and see what sticks.
Right.
This is about a real strategic, thoughtful approach.
Thoughtful. Yeah. They're trying to really, I think, use AI in a smart way.
Yeah.
So I thought this quote from Unrein was also very telling. He said, "Marketing is experiencing a fundamental shift with AI. The brands that will thrive are those that understand AI is most powerful when it amplifies human creativity and strategic thinking rather than replacing it."
I think that's a really important point, right? Because there's this fear, like we were talking about before, that AI is going to come in and replace all the jobs.
And I think some jobs it will. To be honest.
Yeah.
But I think that there's going to be this new wave of jobs that
we can't even imagine yet.
That we can't even imagine yet.
And I think that's the exciting part.
Yeah.
Right? Like, we can't even fathom what the possibilities are going to be because this technology is evolving so quickly.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that, you know, he's saying that the brands that thrive are the ones that see this as an opportunity to, you know, take their existing human talent and make them
supercharge them.
Supercharge them. Yeah.
Give them the tools to do things that they never could have done before.
Exactly. And I think that, you know, that's a really powerful message for, you know, marketers, businesses, everybody.
Yeah, everyone.
Like, this isn't something to be afraid of. This is something to embrace
Absolutely.
and to see how you can use it to your advantage.
And I think that's, you know, that kind of comes back to this idea of responsibility
Yeah.
that Lecky talks about. Like, they want to use AI in a way that benefits both their employees and their clients. And I think that's really important.
Yeah. And when they talk about this responsible use of AI, what do they mean by that?
I think it's about ethics, right? Like, making sure that you're using AI in a way that is fair, that's unbiased, that's not going to, you know, harm anyone, that you're thinking about data privacy, you know, that you're being transparent with your clients about how you're using their data, how you're using AI. I think it's about building trust.
Yeah. I think it's very easy to look at this and be like, wow, this is
Very.
scary. Like, the robots are coming. But I think that if you look at it through that lens of, you know, responsibility and using it to, you know, amplify human abilities, I think it becomes a lot less scary and a lot more exciting.
Absolutely.
That's the future.
Yeah. So I think, you know, the main takeaway here is that this is a really big deal. Lucky appointing a CAIO is a powerful statement about the future of marketing.
Yeah, I think the question for everyone listening is like, what are you going to do? How are you going to prepare for this new reality?
Because it's not coming, it's here.
It's here.
So, yeah, I think that that's a good note to end on. Think about that. Think about how you can, you know, start leveraging AI in your work, in your life. And yeah, thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
Thanks, everyone.
We'll see you next time.
See ya.